could you sleep? Hey there, you, way out there, could you show me just a signal or sign that after all these years that you've known me, that I'm not just killing time. So let sleep. As I lay there late at night, building castles in the air, out of alibis and all those little lies, and then I look inside and pray that I don't.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, this is the 10 dozen minutes of Jick and Mr. Skullhead, except that Jick is currently in London and Xenophobe is currently adventuring in the misty mountain realms of elf-fisting McFart Blossom. So, you got me, Mr. Skullhead, and also my lovely wife, Mrs. Skullhead.
Hello.
And who is a little bit too quiet, and so am I.
Ah.
I don't know what's going on with that. And our admin and secretary and the person who gets everything done, Zlania.
Hiya.
I just noticed listening to the show from last week that the only thing we did wrong, really, is kept using real-life names for people. So I'm going to try not to do that. But when I'm talking to you two, it just makes more sense to say, yeah, Tom and Alan and Zach and Greta and... Yeah, it's difficult. But we
Greta?
We don't
Who's
really,
Greta?
We don't really want people to know that Xenophobe's real name is Greta. Yeah.
That would explain so much.
We're taking your picture, your questions and your pictures, I guess, at Radio Bugbear. That account, you can send private messages to it, and we'll see them here. And I know nothing about game mechanics. Mrs. Skullhead doesn't really play the game, and Zlania doesn't either, so this should be exciting. Worked out pretty well last week, though, from what I've been hearing.
We just need to, a lot of people said we were entertaining, at the very least. I mean...
Yeah. We gotta limit you talking about your vagina, though, this week.
Oh, okay.
Ford. Jeez. Just keep talking about his vagina all the
That's
long
all
day.
He talks about.
If yeah. you had one, wouldn't you talk about it all the time?
I do have one. I married one. Okay, so Fred Levi says, there needs to be some sort of high-level place where delectable catalysts and MSG drop. You can't do anything with MSG without the Mist class access anyways, so why not? I'll tell you why not. Because those things are things you have to buy in your class store. And plenty of things don't drop that you have to buy in NPC stores. So, yeah. Nameless one, I've got your question, but your link
is broken. Yeah, we checked that out for you ahead of time.
Please unbreak my link and say you love me again.
Unbreak my link...
Yeah, don't talk about Link.
Totally got me singing right there, just so you know.
So we were watching, I've been watching P4UL and Jezzerfly play Legend of Zelda, and the more I watch it, the more it just doesn't seem like a game. It seems like work. They're like, they keep looking at the walkthrough and going, oh my god, now we have to go all the way back through here and we have to get this thing. Like, the same way I would say, now I've got to go to Home Depot and get another stud so I can fix the freaking bathroom. I don't know, is it fun?
It's very fun. Since I don't have a job, I have to have something else.
Something that's like work.
That's like work. And Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess fills that void in my life.
I'm waiting for you to... for me to get a new game, and you say, I just don't like this game. It's too fun.
No, I'm just trying to figure out, though. She's just like, I don't have a job, but you have school, don't you?
Shouldn't
you be doing homework?
I do the 2 days before it's due.
See, that's...
For
that's
48 hours. No,
how are you going to be a teacher?
No,
you're
going to
be like, oh, do your homework right ahead of time, and then you're just sitting there putting things off.
I'm going to open the class with, now, I know you're not going to write this ahead of time. And we know I'm not going to read it until the night before I told you it will be back. But it will get done. And I will not take late entries because no matter what, no matter how much I procrastinate at anything, it gets done. And it gets done maybe 2 hours before it's due, but it gets done. So there will be no excuses.
Mine gets done like 5 hours after I was supposed to have it done.
No, I'm very good about that.
And then I cry and show my boobs and they take it anyway.
I don't think that would work with your advisor. I don't know. Does she swing that way?
No. She's from Wyoming.
Oh. Wait. You're telling me there are no lesbians in Wyoming? There are no, like, lesbian cowgirls with ranches in Wyoming?
I'm going to go with no.
You're being all, I don't know how to quit you and whatnot. That's a crazy bone. Actually, a L crazy bone L. Or perhaps E crazy, I crazy bone I. Someday mother will die and I'll get the money. Jake's gonna listen to this and go, stop randomly singing.
Because okay. That's gay.
I hate it when
that's
you sing.
Gay. Oh, that's right. The Riches is premiering tonight.
Yes.
Yes.
Eddie Izzard's new television show, The
we
Riches.
We have it set up on the DVR to record.
Let's see. Crazy Ball says, could it be possible for bosses, ultra monsters, and harder enemies in general to give out more experience? Not to the player, but to the familiar instead. 7 experience for bosses, 5 from Ultra, 3 from the harder enemies. I see no reason why we couldn't do something like that. That killing a boss is harder than killing a regular one. Your stats reflect that, but the familiar experience doesn't. So yeah, I don't think it would be game-breaking to do that. Maybe that'll be this month's Mr. Store item. We'll just have plus 5 experience from boss monsters. Shell out the monies.
Fred Levi asks again, hey, when Hot Stuff is walking through the office with something hot, like a pot of soup, does he ever go, look out, Hot Stuff coming through? And yes.
It's kind of more like Hot Stuff coming through. He's, you know, he is a very sexy, sexy man, and he's not afraid to show it.
Okay, for those of you who have never seen a picture of Hot Stuff, it's pretty easy to get a picture of John Linnell of They Might Be Giants. Just doing a Google image search for John Linnell, and then fix the teeth in your head. So, like, John Linnell with perfect teeth. That's pretty much what Hot Stuff looks like. And
yeah.
Women think he's sexy because John Linnell is very sexy.
He's too skinny for my likings. I need meat on a man.
Yeah, I could probably break him in
Flansburg
half, but, you know.
Yeah, I might not break him in half, but a few fractures, you know.
He does have that nerd boy thing going for him, though. You know,
it's
that cute little floppy hair.
He's,
you know,
so small.
Slightly disheveled, you know.
For the record, one Halloween, me and Jake seriously discussed going as John Flansburg and John Linnell, respectively, but failed to pull it together in time. And I think that was the year I ended up going as Two-Face with a bunch of my other compatriots dressed as Batman villains and whatnot. And, you know, I was 16, and everyone was like, we're not giving you candy. You're too old for candy.
Like, exactly.
How can you be too old for candy?
You're too old to fucking go trick-or-treating at that point.
I don't know. They could start giving out Nicorette at the door for the older people because, you know what? This stuff is really freaking good. I don't know what it is. I actually prefer it now to cigarettes, and that's probably bad. I'm going to die of mouth cancer instead.
Well, it's also the nicotine consumption that you're getting is probably going up by...
Yeah,
can.
I actually, it is going up quite a bit because it's allowing me to breathe the more Nicorette that I chew, and I think I was probably smoking half a pack a day, and currently I'm eating like 40 pieces of this gum a day, and that's probably not the best thing ever.
Well, you should probably get some regular gum and alternate.
It doesn't do the same thing. It does not
maybe
create the tingly sensation between my cheek and my gums.
Cut the Nicorette piece in half.
That just doesn't
And get
work.
A piece of a Trident that that's in the same shape and cut that one on a diagonal in half. Squish them together, and then you'll... I'll do it for you, so then you don't have to know.
So I won't see the seam down the center of the pieces?
I'll just shove
it in your
face.
I'm not going to suddenly turn blind because you do it.
Maybe.
Hey, would you rather I smoked or chewed the gum?
Chew the gum.
See? I would rather you smoked, you quitter. Every single person that quit smoking makes me look bad for continuing to smoke.
Well, I didn't quit because I intended to. I quit because I got really, really freaking sick, and if I take a drag off a cigarette right now, I will pass out. It's just not pretty.
Nah.
Well, let's get back to the questions here.
Yeah, speaker says, can there any ways to change the gender messages in regards to familiars, or just change the familiar sex? No, the familiars have genders that we have chosen for them. So, like, the baby gravy fairies are all female, the comic chameleon's female, the dandelion is mostly female. So that's part of the familiar's personality, then. So, no, you can't mess with those. Lo siento mucho. Yukai. Greetings, my name's Yukai.
No, it's pronounced Yokai.
It's pronounced Yokai before you read the name aloud. Also, I don't think Yokai finished his
question. No, he actually didn't even finish the first question. It said he had two, but we got half of one.
Anyways, I have two questions. One, why does the mayor... Zaprudar, or however you spell his name, only give why? Why? Why?
That's real loud.
Why?
Why?
Why? So finish your question, and we'll answer it.
Yeah. Sorry, Yokai, that I read your question and mispronounced your name and then noticed that the rest of your question doesn't exist. Rough Beast says, he proposes rabbit ears, give zero additional weight, plus 11 cuteness, improved reception, and causes the familiar to say randomly in combat things like, you smell like butt, see Jim Benton, or Gandhi hits harder than you.
Yeah, it's the little fuzzy bunny stuff they sell at Hot Topic.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No, what it should do is give you minus moxie, minus strength, and... also take away all of your turns, because you should not wear those bunny ears. You should not.
I don't know. Ichiban Dashi looks pretty cute
no.
in the bunny ears.
No, he does not. Every time I see those stupid bunny ears, I want to light them on fire. It's like, you're clearly a decent dude.
I tried,
you're a
but
high-functioning
he's
nerd.
Tall.
Get rid of the fucking animal ears. And the same goes for you, Krovax, and the same goes for you, Nico-chan-314.
Oh, yeah, the
animal
the
ears are
ears
not cute after you're 12 years old.
Stop. Okay,
it's
wait,
creepy.
Though, for Halloween, though, you have to admit that if Ted were wearing little bunny ears tied in a samurai knot, he would have been the cutest Usagi Yojimbo ever.
But Usagi Yojimbo is quite different from the fucktards wearing the rabbit ears that aren't anything but annoying.
Are you telling me if I dressed up like a Playboy bunny with rabbit ears on, you'd be upset?
But they wouldn't be the ones from Hot Topic.
If you did
at
a KOL convention, yes. If you did it at a costume party, or like a regular us hanging out party, or a
Halloween
party,
the office.
Or yeah, just around the office, if you're wearing nothing but rabbit ears, nobody would object. But just people who are dressed completely normally, interacting with you in a completely normal fashion, except they're wearing goddamn animal ears. It's yeah. Stop it! It's creepy. Don't do it anymore.
I don't understand. Mistress of the Obvious has a suggestion or question. It says, I'd love to have a way to ignore someone in my shop, yet still be able to hear them speak in chat. Is that possible somehow, or could it be in the future?
Well, basically, we require you to say whether you like somebody enough to talk to them, or you don't like them enough that you don't want to talk to them. And if you like them enough to want to talk to them, then you like them enough for them to buy stuff from you. If you don't like them enough that you want to ignore them, then clearly you don't want their money that badly.
Yeah.
So, you got to make that choice. I cannot make it for you. Ladies, could you take a question? I'm being called on to lay some smackdown in
chat.
All
right, let's see here.
Let's see. Are you guys aware that one of the Vampire Duck's attacks messages is in the old style you hit for X damage message, bug, or feature? Probably a bug.
Probably not a bug, just probably
we
haven't.
Forgot, yeah. But we can forward that to the people who can fix it, because we have the power.
A lot goes into, it's surprising, watching Mr. Skullhead sit there and write the attack messages over and over. Because each one has like something like 10 attack messages, and just sometimes the monsters go by the wayside. And
he's talking about a weapon attack, though.
Oh, yeah. Weapon.
And no matter how many unique weapon attack messages a weapon has, it will occasionally kick out the ordinary you hit for X damage.
Okay. Oh, interesting.
If it, especially if it's one like the Vampire Duck is a flail, and there aren't that many generic messages for flails, so it does the two specific ones occasionally, and then it says, well, we've seen those, so we'll go with a class-specific, and there isn't one, so then it'll kick out that generic message.
Okay. Hogulus has a short question, which I will definitely read because I appreciate the short questions from him. When you drink a can of Mountain Stream, it says you feel extremely refreshed. That is E-X-T-R-E-M-E-L-Y, as opposed to extremely, spelled like a stream. Ha ha ha. That was a fun question.
Okay. You should make an ultra-rare occurrence that the hermit attacks you when buying something. This is from LSK. The reward for killing him would be access to / who cares, which does not show up on / who is. No. That would be giving in. I mean, way a long time ago, maybe when that was first going on, the how do you get access to lounge, kill the hermit. But
I still want my lounge axes, damn it.
You can't have it. And you can't have a pony. Not for you.
I want a pony.
No.
I don't know. Having the hermit attack you just randomly would be kind of fun, but just have no way to fight back whatsoever. Because, I mean, he's got ninja skills. He's been up in those mountains forever. He's like Pat Morita.
Yeah. Or a crazy, crazy yogi or something.
No, didn't you read Even Cowgirls Get the Blues, Tom Robbins? No. Pat Morita lives up in the mountains and has ass sex with Uma Thurman.
I try to read them.
No, that's actually
not smart enough for Tom Robbins.
I try to read Tom Robbins. I like Skinny Legs and All. And that was
really
all
that's the one I can't read at all. Isn't that the one with the can of beans and like a stick that suddenly start walking across the country?
I read it in ninth grade, and I think so.
It's a can of beans, and it's like walking around and talking to shit.
I was a hippie, and I was very, you know, against everything at that point, and that seemed good for my rebellion.
I'll buy you many cans of beans just
okay,
so you can recover.
All right. ACM says, I can say one thing about the drop-in questions, that Scully isn't willing to post his shows, which means that I'm not willing to send in questions whose answer I might never get to hear.
The shows are all posted.
Shows are all posted, and it wasn't our fault. Mr. Skullhead is not in charge of doing that. Xenophobe is in charge of doing that, but he can only do it when Jick is logged on at the same time some reason.
And the moon is full, and the moon is in the seventh house, and Jupiter's aligned with Mars. And, it's kind of... apparently, it's a really ridiculously complex thing to do that involves telnetting
don't
into a server
us.
Or something. Yeah, it's not just like I can drop it into a web space, unless I had a different web space. St. Nick says, what say an ultra-rare bed adventure in Spooky Raven's bedroom, since there seem to be all these nightstands standing next to no beds? I know, part of the joke is that there's so many nightstands that there's not room for anything else in the bedroom, including a bed. That's actually in the description of the room. What, you think we just pull the shit out of our asses?
No.
Of course there's no bed in there, it even says that. Let's see, Kisalas says there should be a Dune reference in the spices item description. Isn't there?
I don't know if it's in the description. I thought it might have been the use thing. I don't remember. I really thought there was one in there, though.
You should say, I
Cat.
Are Dune Cat.
I controls the spice. I controls the universe.
I'm sorry, but I know people are sick of those fun, you know, quote-unquote funny cat pictures.
They don't.
And all that, but I came late to that party, and I just found them, like, 2 months ago.
And they're still funny to me. I can't get enough of the talking cats, though, on YouTube. I wake up every morning and say, Josh, give me the cats. And then he pulls it up on YouTube, and then, you know.
This is going to get dirty, isn't it?
Yeah, I stopped. I stopped myself. Did you see? Control. Willpower.
Willpower. Very good.
All right.
Want some nicotine?
I'm afraid if I ate one of those things, I would just literally just pass
you
out.
You probably would. It took me a while to work up to the 4 milligram
Or throw up.
Or throw up, yeah. Probably.
No, it doesn't make you nauseous. It actually fixes the nauseous.
No, I thought weed did that.
No, it fixes the nauseous because I'd been taking the fucking huge horse pill antibiotics and they make me all nauseous and gross. As soon as I chew the gum, it's gone.
Hmm. So maybe there's actually marijuana in Nicorette.
That would be
awesome.
Oh, that's funny. Apparently somebody made a Grease Monkey script for KOL that if you... added this little thing to the Hermit where if you clicked his image, it loaded up a site with him dead in the browser, and it said, "Look at that. After a hard fight, you've managed to kill the Hermit. His blood sticks all around the Hermitage, leaving everything a nice shade of white. He must have had a really high white blood cell count. You better get out of here before he responds." What? You didn't know he responds? And then it has, you notice a shiny weapon in the corner, and you acquire an item, Lounge Axe.
We have to thank Pfeiffer for the link that he just sent us. Two more funny cat pictures in there. So damn cute.
Little Scottish folk.
I mean, they're little. I mean, if anybody is. We went to Amsterdam and we had lunch there and everything and the kittens in the kitchen and all that stuff. So, I mean, obviously women just cannot. They can't resist the cute kitten with the big ears and they're so adorable.
Yeah, this year for Christmas, not a dick in a box, kitten in a box.
Well, I hope it hasn't been in the box for too long. It'd be kind of gross.
Oh, no. There's, like, a whole other huge page of cat pictures.
I know. So cute.
Yeah, go back to the question page.
Oh, yeah. We really should do that. Yeah. Huh? Okay, yeah, we got to stop looking at that.
Yeah, I find those very entertaining. And I think it's because we don't... The KOL forums are not the kind of forum where people post those in response to posts, like, where you have the quote-unquote clever picture instead of actually writing a response to a post. Because our mods tend to kill them very, very quickly. So I've never encountered any of those pictures. And I think they're cute. Because I like cats. And I like women. And you can do both.
Ziggy Zagnut says, "Have you seen the trailer for the 300? It was made by the same guy as Sin City, so it should be good." Now, I not only saw the trailer, but I saw the movie.
And what universe have you been living in that you were not aware until the 9th of March... what a hole.
Should be good. It was fantastic. Although I had problems with the women there that were in there buying tickets for the 300 for their 10-year-old sons. And I mean, I'm all for not sheltering your children, but that was a bloody movie and full of a lot of gore, and I don't think that's something you should be taking maybe 13 plus, but 10.
No,
and
I was
deformed
say,
lesbians.
Yeah,
and there was boobies. And a freaking teenager sitting next to us just sat there and giggled every time there were boobies.
Well, I do too, but you know, that's just me. No, when we went to see Kill Bill and Kill Bill 2, there were 5-year-olds in that audience with their parents. And as much as I can say, you know, it's almost a cartoony violence in there that you really don't, it doesn't strike you as gory and disgusting as most stuff. But it was
it's just not
a place to bring your 5-year-old. I mean, even just for the language alone, it just didn't seem to make that much sense.
For the record, though, 300 was really good, but it was not by the same guys who made Sin City at all.
No.
Even remotely.
It was by the same Frank... based on the guy's
comic book guy,
Frank Miller, but not the same director
at
all.
That guy, Zack Snyder, apparently this was his first movie, too, which is kind of impressive. And then he is slated to begin production on The Watchmen, and he might be the only guy who can pull it off. I was very nervous about that, but seeing what he did with the 300, I'm cautiously optimistic about what he can do with Watchmen. The next, from the director of Sin City, is Grindhouse, which is going to rock 700 different kinds of ass.
Didn't you guys go see the panel for that at Comic-Con?
I did.
Oh, that just, I don't know, doesn't seem to appeal to me too much.
Rosario Dawson was there.
Well, she always appeals to me, but that's a different level of
Tarantino
appeal.
Rodriguez. How could it
be? I don't know.
People?
Tarantino's been annoying the crap out of me lately. I've seen
So sweet on the Iconoclast on the Sundance channel with Fiona Apple. I totally thought they should get together.
I don't know. He reminds me of Eric Seven and...
What?
Like, just, I don't know. Weird.
No, you're high.
You've never met Eric Seven.
No, but he's probably not like.
No, he looks. I will find a picture. You'll just.
He
be
looks
like
my friend Tane. We gotta find Tane's picture.
I've seen Tane.
You've seen Tane.
I've
he
seen
looks
Tane's
like
wedding. You have pictures of this wedding.
Let's see.
Yes, you do.
Weeb says, "Why isn't the mostly potion section of the inventory in the consumables page?" Shut up. Mr. Bob says, "Why are all the portraits that the Pretentious Artist paints symbols? Doesn't he ever do a face or a figure or something?" The funny thing is, he's a really bad artist, but he's really bad in the way that he tries to paint the picture of you, say, wearing the tropical Crimbo gear, and he comes up with a really convincing picture of a pineapple and a Santa hat. So he's a horrible artist in representational, you know, but he's a very good abstract impressionistic artist. And no, he doesn't ever do faces or figures because representational art is so passé.
Okay. Putan Eska was wondering, why don't you get banana peels when making food and drink with bananas? I assume you must peel the banana before making things. Or do you just put the whole thing into the food and drink? Because, well, yuck. It would be nice if muscle classes could squish some additional herbs into a twinkly wad and make a healing wad. Then the muscle classes characters with pulverize might actually use herbs again.
I am.
For the first part, I understand. Second part, huh?
What?
Yeah, the... I don't understand the pulverized mechanic either, so I know nothing about pulverizing.
And I'm a muscle class, too, not that I play the game.
Yeah, you're going to get that skill eventually in a
however,
couple of years.
However, the banana peel thing does
10.
Make sense to me. Like, I
yeah,
mean,
that does
where
make
do the peels go?
You should be able to get them and then throw them at people.
Well, you do. There is an item that's a banana peel that you get for some of the ways that you use bananas, but not all of them. So it's a little bit confusing. My guess is, yes, you do cook the entire
banana. Can you
banana
smoke the banana peels?
Mm-hmm.
You've never heard that? I don't even know where I heard that from.
Well, there's a Dead Milkmen song, Smoking Banana Peels.
Oh, okay. There we go. Sorry.
Walla Walla 23 says, I would smile if there was a herpes effect, which you could get from buying pants from another player and then equipping them. Of course, the other player already has to have the effect. I think that sounds kind of fun, kind of like the mysterious gray chat. Like, all of a sudden, just infect one person with herpes, and every time an item gets sent out just to find, you know, it'd be an experiment for science.
Wow.
No, actually, the weird thing is, I think I forwarded it to you, Josh, in the K-mail about a week ago, somebody messaged me. World of Warcraft wasn't willing to work with them on it, but wanted to study social, pretty much, mechanics in the game and how things spread, and almost like diseases, like communicable diseases almost, and so they wanted to talk to us and see if we could figure that out, and they wanted our data from the Grey Plague to see how well it worked and how it represented versus real society.
Yeah, we did that like cool. In a science class once where everybody, like four people were given eyedroppers that had like an invisible fluid that you couldn't see, and you just walked around throughout the day and whatever you touched, and then at the end everybody looked under with the black lights that show the fluid to see how many people were infected, like how much you touch people and how it would spread.
That's why I carry Purell in my
handbag.
It
was to tell us not to have sex, pretty much. That's what they said the experiment.
Well, I mean, everything you walk around touching isn't something you have sex with, I would hope.
I would hope, too.
You have sex with.
But...
That's just nasty.
But the idea was they're like, look it, if you've touched this, you'll get AIDS and you'll die.
Do not have underprotected sex. Do not have sex in the missionary position, or you will get AIDS and you will die.
You'll get chlamydia.
Grab some numbers.
Chlamydia. K L A.
By the way, everyone should have seen Mean Girls by now.
Hey, Josh, can you mute me, please?
I have to mute all of us if I mute you.
Oh, crap.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to...
Quick, Aaron's going to cough. Everybody, plug your ears.
No, I'm just taking the
cough. Oh, wow, she's still... That was still registering. You got a loud cough there.
Yeah.
You should really see a doctor.
She did.
Yeah, I really should see a doctor. I have, and he, instead of, like, listening to my lungs for an extended period of time, decided to crack my back, which he referred to as shuffling my bones, which kind of sounds like a pirate.
Shuffle your bones.
And it was a little scary because he just kind of walks up and he's just like, oh, yeah, I can fix this. And then all of a sudden every vertebra on my back popped. And it was surprising when you're expecting to get a breathing treatment and all of a sudden your back is cracked. And it was just a little odd.
Clack your bones. Make the sound. I live for the sound.
Yeah, he did live for the sound because he kind of poked at my back for a second. He goes, oh, that seems to be stuck. And then all of a sudden gave me like this monster hug and everything went clack.
Maybe he just wanted to touch you.
I don't know. Well, the little Chinese girl was touching me first. She was almost literally walking on my back.
Dear Penthouse.
First the little Chinese girl, then the doc. So if you come in there with lower back pain, is he going to give you some kind of inhaler?
I'm kind of wondering, but no, actually, the little Chinese girl, she was a student doctor, so she came in first and was listening to my lungs, and she's like, okay, I have to check it with the other doctor. And so she comes in, and they're both, you know, listening to my lungs, and he's like, wow, you're an exciting woman, but not in that kind of way. And I was a little confused. I didn't know really understand the whole situation.
So
never been to that doctor before. Don't know if I'll go back.
Yeah, he was hitting on you the whole time.
I don't know. And every time he walked into the room, he entered like Kramer from Seinfeld. You know, he kind of threw the door in front of him and slid in. He was a very strange
man. This is somebody who's seen Patch Adams too many times.
Clearly. It was very, very weird. And, yeah, and there was some guy with a hernia in the room next door. And he looks at me quick and he's just like, I gotta go take care of a hernia quickly. Could you, wait a second? And I'm like, I have a choice. I can't breathe. I mean, it wasn't really, couldn't do anything about it. But, yeah, poor guy with the hernia. I felt bad.
Kapoyo says, there should be an ultra-rare tower monster that can only be defeated using another ultra-rare combat item. Yeah, there totally should be. I don't understand why people bitch about getting the cow in the tower, honestly. Because the last Ascension run that I made, I got a barbed wire fence in maybe two turns at the shore, which I understand it could take, you know, seven or eight turns, but I got it early. And I got the enemy that needs a baseball to defeat it. That took me 120 turns. So, yeah, fuck the baseball. That's so much worse than a barbed wire fence. Especially in Whitey's Grove, you can get a fence and then zap it into a barbed wire fence.
Yeah.
So.
SevenLances_com just posted Ghost Stop, and then turns played 2,147,483,647, and the account was created in January.
Yeah, there's some kind of little... There's some kind of error there. That's a known error.
Okay.
We're not sure why the turns are displaying that way.
Are they all of them, or just...
Just a couple of random people.
And well, they should be investigated.
We're not entirely sure why.
Arrested.
But, we are being investigated. It's not that they didn't do anything.
How do you know?
Something.
Have you investigated it well enough? They
forwarded it to Jim and Jack. Nino and Jack, sorry, not Jim.
Greta.
Sorry. Hogulus has a question that sort of relates to the herpes discussion. It's the second part of this here. Nearly everyone in the kingdom who's holding something is apparently left-handed, oversight or feature, or put a period after left-handed in the preceding messages. Well, obviously you can't see where he forgot one, but it doesn't really matter. That's an oversight, not a feature, if you're wondering. Why don't harem girls give you some sort of disease yet? I think they'd be first on the list of new effects to add. Actually, now that I think about it, a disease, the combat item, would make an awesome pickpocketable item from a harem girl. Just imagine it. You deftly slip your fingers into your opponent's pocket and grab something. You acquire an item. Disease. And that is kind of cute.
I'm for that.
But, I would like it to be a different type of disease. Like, I mean, does the kingdom have, like, a goddess of love? Like, we couldn't call it a venereal disease. That really wouldn't work so well. We'd have to call it something else. Like,
well, does a knob guy, what harem girl have a venereal disease to give? I mean, does she have a venereal?
No, that's not where it comes from.
I know.
It comes from Venus.
Venus, it's a disease of love, which you get from having sex with people.
I know, but does she have a love part, do we know?
Why? How would she be a harem girl if she had no parts with which to have sex?
We never see...
We're carefully avoiding the V word, did you notice? we're doing well.
But yeah. But you don't see any action take place between the harem girls and the Nobgoblin King. I mean, we kill them pretty fast. We don't know how long they've, you know...
But they seem to reproduce even quicker. I would really believe that they have parts.
You might be just fighting the same three over and over again.
Yeah, because you don't ever kill them.
Well, we know that the Nobgoblin elite guardsmen are eunuchs.
Yes.
So there would be no reason to make them eunuchs if it were impossible for them to have sex with the harem girls.
Mm.
So yeah, they could. But the harem girls are clean, man. They're not like prostitutes. They have sex with each other and the Nobgoblin King who's
clean. Well, what do they do after we kill him? Do we free the harem girls, or are they just happy being love slaves to each other?
Oh, so I guess the disease is then drop in the frat house.
Yes. That
would make
sense. There we go.
True. From the sorority orc when she finally gets added.
That makes
sense. That would be good.
But
all right,
it's
next.
A feature that most of the people who are holding things in the kingdom are left-handed. Because most everyone who's cool is left-handed.
Did you watch the did you watch the mockumentary thing that they did on left-handed people and how they were so discriminated against in our society? It's awesome. They like go into stores and try to buy scissors, and it's just really entertaining.
Oh, damn it. after all the 120 adventures it took me to get the baseball, Mazapan tells me a very easy way to get one with maybe a maximum of 3 adventures. I won't spoil it, but thank you, Mazapan, and you're too late. No way. Nightfall says, hey guys, just FYI, the Crimbo Elfling calls Uncle Crimbo Father Crimbo.
Oh, I saw that earlier.
I assume this is wrong. Well, in my first draft for the Crimbo stuff, the first year that we needed a Crimbo person, I had it as Father Crimbo, and Jick changed it to Uncle Crimbo because he thought it was funnier, and I agree. But, wow, that sucks. So, we'll just pretend that that elf is actually from a different...
dimension.
A different celebration of Crimbo. He's from another country where instead of Uncle Crimbo, they have Uncle Crimbo's brother, who would be Father Crimbo. And don't even tell me that it says in Uncle Crimbo's description that he's not a real uncle, because he doesn't have any siblings.
He's like Uncle Cracker.
Yes, sometimes I lie to you.
Parafert says, I'm surprised that Marvel killed off Captain America. Are there any KOL identities you would kill off for publicity purposes?
There are a lot of KOL identities I would kill off, but not necessarily for publicity purposes.
We're not going to name names.
I'm going to think about actual KOL, you know,
like NPCs?
In-game people. And, let's see here. I would kill off the Bone Dragon.
You can't even pronounce it. Why would you kill it?
Boner Dagon.
I call it the Bone Dragon because it's a fucker.
It's the Boner Dagon.
That's fine, but I quit playing the game every time I get to it. And we should kill it off.
You just need to perm Lunging Thrust Smack.
I did.
And I have the Stoat.
I did.
And then you can hit him.
You didn't perm anything. You haven't even ascended.
No.
No, it's very sad.
But I am a Seal Clubber, and I do have Lunging Thrust Smack.
A Hogulas says, any plans to make a monster that for one of its special attacks twice in one round? Pretty much that's what the critical hit does, but instead of attacking twice, it attacks once for twice the damage. I mean, I guess 2 normal successful attacks would be an interesting thing for a monster to do. But not interesting enough to mess with it. Apple Jordan says, what do you think about clans that advertise on the graffiti wall? I think that any clan that advertises for members needs to be avoided. Because I think you should be forming clans based on the people you've met and hang out with and enjoy hanging out with in the game. Not, like, how many people can I get to join my clan who I don't even know who are then going to loot my stash and then send Mr. Skullhead complaining messages. So, yeah.
Oh, my favorite question, which I get at least 10 times a day. Speaker asks, why can't you cook or combine royal jelly and toast? And, yeah, it's just, I don't really know the answer to that, but it seems kind of obvious that...
royal jelly isn't really jelly.
Yeah, plus if you've ever tried to, like, actually eat royal jelly, it doesn't even smell good.
Royal jelly?
If you go into Chinese, like, medicine stores or the Chinese grocery store, like, down on Dobson... you'll see it. I don't even know what it's supposed to do, but I mean, it's like apparently can improve your whole life by taking it. And but it doesn't smell good, and it doesn't look good, and I would not want to put it on my toast.
What is it?
I don't know. That's the thing. It just says royal jelly on it, and it smells funny.
Yeah,
it's the stuff that the other bees in the hive feed the queen bee to turn her into the queen bee, I believe.
That is disgusting.
Yes, royal jelly is a bee secretion that aids in the development of immature or young bees. It is secreted from the hypopharyngeal glands of the heads of young workers.
Oh dear God!
And used to feed all of the young in the colony.
Isn't honey a bee secretion?
If a queen is desired, the hatchling will receive only royal jelly as its food source.
So she eats the heads of other bees. But there's some guy out there who's taking little bees and squeezing their heads into a jar in order to collect this stuff. That is disgusting. There are many things I find truly abhorrent, and now
that's
one.
Oh, no, it's worse.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
No.
Yes, it is. Royal jelly is produced commercially by stimulating colonies with movable frame hives to produce queen bees. So then the royal jelly is collected from each individual queen cell when the larva is about 4 days old. So that's okay. They actually wait for the workers to drop it off in the cell where of the honeycomb where the queen bee is, and then they harvest it.
But, okay, but they're not squeezing little bee heads. That right. makes me feel a little better.
Well, I actually don't like bees, so but, that's okay.
Okay, but you're picturing the process here that people are actually eating this crap that is being squeezed out of the heads of bees.
You know, people this eat a lot of crap.
This product is combined with honey for preservation as it spoils easily.
I can't imagine why it would spoil easily, you know? If you took my brain out of my head, it really probably wouldn't last that long.
It is perishable, so make sure you get it quickly. It has a lot of B vitamins in it.
You can take a supplement.
Awful. You can get shots with the B vitamins. You can do many other things with B vitamins. You could eat broccoli. Broccoli's got a lot of B vitamins.
No, I want to eat B heads. Roly-poly B heads.
Oh.
Okay. OMG Lol Nub says, I just saw the Drab Bard on the wiki, and it almost ruined the game for me. I love Stairway and Floyd and basically all classic rock. Some of the Drab Bard's attack texts are, it plays a Pink Floyd song and you fall asleep, it plays Stairway to Heaven and you fall asleep. I'm sorry, but Pink Floyd is really, really boring. Don't be angry at me for pointing out that Pink Floyd is boring. Be angry at Pink Floyd for being boring. And the Stairway to Heaven reference is somebody playing an acoustic, like, slow version of Stairway to Heaven would suck, regardless of how you feel about Stairway to Heaven, so. Yeah. Pink Floyd sucks. Gleeb says, the soft green echo eyedrop antidote should be in combat usable. Like, but Gleeb, that would make it so this new deal where you can get effects from monsters in the middle of a fight wouldn't affect you at all. Is that what your nefarious plan is? Probably. Film at 11.
Oh, here's a good, interesting question. Scroll down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Cyan220 says, in 11 years, real-life Easter will fall on the same day as real-life April Fool's Day. Will there be a grimoire-esque Easter eggs all over the kingdom? Also, I'm sure you've been bugged about this a lot, but please put the last couple of Monday shows up. They are up. Thank you very much. I cannot honestly believe you are thinking 11 years in the future of this game. I come here every day and work, and I'm not thinking 11 years in the future of this game. I mean, we don't think about the holidays until they're up on the calendar, which we haven't updated in like months. 6 months. And that's just weird beyond all belief that you have figured that out. You really need to get out more.
I'm pretty sure there's some kind of KOL calendar where you can just put in a date and it'll show you.
That's
kind of freaky in and of itself that somebody figured that out.
Yeah, get out more. Leave your homes.
Lord Mackerel says, should the Bungle of the Jungle really be in the microbrewery? On a stat day, drinking 5 of them is enough to make you jump from level 1 to level 5 without spending a single turn. But what if something happens to your precious stat days? Plus, if you do that, you're too drunk to adventure, so you lose those adventures, too.
Di Vernon says, thanks so much for making the roofie item. The essay I wrote about its controversy got me into college.
Well, we're glad it did something.
Yeah.
Other than piss us off.
I was going to say, other than cause people to get very, very angry.
For no particular reason. Yeah, I don't want to get into that.
We're just going to...
I feel like I'm in danger of turning this into a rant show. And just me reading stuff and then talking about how stupid things are. Max Vant says, how do you think PyMonkey feels about the I Prefer Pi adventure being removed from the palindrome? I'll bet PyMonkey is pretty sad about that, as am I. I understand that that the palindrome had gotten to where it wasn't worthwhile for anybody to adventure there, and nobody ever went there, but it still was the first thing that I wrote for the game. And so to see it changed did make me a little bit sad. And it made PyMonkey sad, he told me.
Hogulus says, temporary amnesia should make the last adventure link disappear, which I kind of like.
Yeah.
I hope that does what I wanted it to do. The temporary amnesia effect. I wanted it to make it so you couldn't use any of your skills until the effect was done, because you couldn't remember how. Let's see. Macarona says, shouldn't the flaming troll take extra damage from stench and sleaze? No, the flaming troll is not a hot enemy. He is flaming in a completely different way.
Nevazin says, can it be normal questions, like about crackers and stuff? Sure.
Yes.
We will answer all your cracker questions.
We've already mentioned Uncle Cracker, so...
Yes. Cracker-esque Cracker.
We're well on the way. wow, a new player with one of my new favorite names, OBGYN Kenobi.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one.
Because I have a new roomie who goes by the name Oatgan. Is he famous? Is he funny? Either way, he chugs a beer in around 3 seconds. Nice guy, that Oatgan. Oatgan is pretty awesome. He's been around for a decent while. He's pre the 1 million crossover. Account created November 18th, 2005. And I guess we like him very well. And if he got you to play the game, then he's clearly doing his job. Ponjos says, Dear Jick or Mr. Skullhead, sorry ladies, when we beat the big meat golem in the Sorceress's Tower, where does all the meat go? It goes where the goblins go, below, yo-ho. Thought I was going to make it through an entire show without referencing The Wizard of Oz, but I was mistaken.
Oh, here, baby. If you wanted to go off on a rant, somebody says, Did any of you see the 300? If so, what did you think? I thought it was a bit shallow and...
Bordered
on racist at parts.
She can read, I swear.
I can't read right now because my...
Oh, that's right, you have my glasses
on. I have my glasses and then letters that double themselves blown into one letter. So anywho, I thought I'd give that to you, honey, to rant on for a little bit.
Of course it was shallow.
It was supposed to be.
You know, I've heard the movie called homophobic as well as racist, and guys, not everything has to have a bunch of levels to it, all right? These were the Spartans, and they were fighting the Persians. And it's not racist that the Spartans were fighting the Persians.
Because Spartans were white.
The Spartans were historically fighting the Persians, and the Persians were dark-skinned, and the Spartans were light-skinned, and the Persians were kind of a bunch of bastards. That they weren't a bunch of bastards because they were dark-skinned, but they were dark-skinned, and they were a bunch of bastards. And the Spartans were kind of crazy and light-skinned, but they were completely outnumbered, and so that's what made them heroic, not their light-skinned. So, no, there's nothing racist about it. And yes, it was shallow, but it kicked all kinds of ass. You know, it's the kind of movie that you go to, and you kind of turn your brain off, and you take in the entire spectacle of it, and, you know, kind of it gets your rocks off.
See, and all Spartans did was, you know, contribute to Danish modern furniture, but the Persians, they made some damn fine rugs.
They did make some great rugs. They
also
tried to wipe out religion, though.
Amanda's lover, the worrying yet likely event that you didn't receive my answer, slovering is like hovering over Slovenia. Either that or being a love slave. You choose. I prefer hovering over Slovenia.
I prefer to have a love slave hovering over Slovenia.
Yeah, that would be kind of fun, too. But I'm not entirely sure what Slovenia is. So I'll have to look that up. But, I have a big world map on my office wall, but I don't know where.
Jake Face says, just a test.
To find it.
And,
He said, hey, before. That was,
that
was the same guy. Apparently
okay.
He's just, using no question.
Well, you want to pronounce that for me?
Zombie Invario?
But spelled Z-M.
Zmobi Invario.
Zmobi Invario? Just got a kitty, mostly black. Please recommend 3 names.
Now, let's see. Names we got. Michael Keaton, Diane Keaton, Buster Keaton.
Well, if the pretentious artist were here, he always recommends casserole for names of cats. Gas mask he offered as when I was trying to name my mostly black, solid black kitten.
Ford, are you drawing penises
mostly
on our
black,
whiteboard?
You could call it
Italy.
Oh, no, I can't say that. That would be really mean.
I
sometimes have an internal filter and it just went off, so that was a historic event for all of you out there.
I can tell you, we have a solid black cat named Zool, which is a Ghostbusters reference. There's no Dana, only Zool. And we took her to the vet a couple years ago to kennel them for whatever reason, and the vet went back there to go get our cat, and very clearly written on the top of the kitty cage said Zool, Z-U-U-L. And she came back and she said, here's your cat, Zulu. And our cat is black. And I just looked at her like, did she know what she just said?
Why would we name
our black
cat
Zulu?
That just seems kind of weird.
No, I would name the kitty Kimchi.
Dim sum. We like crackhead.
I also have a problem naming cats. Most of my cats end up named Kitty. And my most recent cat, her name is Rowley, but usually I just kind of scream at her from across the room and call her stupid cat or fat ass because she is the fattest cat the world has ever
seen. Swayback.
Yeah, Swaybelly also is a good name for her. But no, I do like, you know, the you know, Chinese food references and Korean food references for cats.
Dim sum.
Really, really puts the vets off a little bit.
Dim sum is
gyoza. So you could have gyoza, which is the pot sticker, or you could have gozer, which is another.
Yeah, gozer. I think gozer would be cool. Yeah.
I like yakisoba.
Gatekeeper.
Yakisoba.
Yakisoba.
This is my kitten, yakisoba.
Yeah,
Xenophobe's cat's name is Zengetsu, which is some kind of anime reference.
It means crescent moon, I think.
Josh, Mr. Skullhead's cat, Genma, is based off of Ranma 1/2, because he looks just like the panda bear. Just like it. It's pretty funny.
And sometimes I pick him up and make him dance just like the panda bear in Ranma 1/2.
Inferno Hero says, hey, in the Goat Quest, could there be... Wow. That is the most interesting spelling of the word could I've ever seen.
With the Q?
Q-U-O-L-D. Cool. Could there be any way we could collect something else other than cheese for different paths, like goat milk for the boozer, something else for the oxys? God, don't I wish. Because that is my least favorite part of the game, other than playing the Hole in the Sky with the Moxie class, is having to collect goat cheeses. Sadly, Jick has said that he's not going to move on that, and he wants to wait to make any changes so that we can make a big sweeping change that will take much longer to do, but will be better once it's done.
NC Sorcerer asked, how many familiars are out there but undiscovered? And I don't think there are any undiscovered familiars out there at all.
I don't think so, no.
So I'm going to go with no for that that question.
Tom Paris asks, how do I type with boxing gloves on? I know, actually, Tom Paris asked. Apparently there's been a resurgence in people suggesting this recently. Would it be possible to implement a referral system where you're rewarded if you bring a new leather to the game? I just don't like that idea at all.
Because then you get...
It can be abused
It encourages people to cheat the system. It encourages people to be annoying and spam message boards. Well, just... It encourages people to go out into other communities and be annoying so that people will come to ours.
And we don't want annoying people in our community.
It annoys me when people from our community come in with links to some other game that has a referral thing in it. It pisses me off. So I don't want to make it... I don't want us to be those people.
Oh, sorry. Mitchell has a suggestion. Disembodied brain plus bitchin' meat car to make a Zamboni.
Yes.
I want a Zamboni. Just, I really do. I would use it forever. I would never drive anything else. I don't care about the shore. It should have something to do with Little Canada, though.
Yeah.
You could drive it up to Little Canada and you can actually go across the ice caps or something. I just like Zambonis. I'm sorry. It's just fun. Got to drive one when I was really little, and been obsessed ever since.
Zarquan Balnoth says, I've recently got really good at the MMG and made 2 billion meat in the last week. Will you guys ever raise the max bet from 100 million? No, because we've already got people complaining about the money they lose. Two, there's no way to get really good at the MMG. So if you... think you're getting really good at the MMG, you're probably about to get smacked by the RNG.
So, yeah.
Yeah, be careful.
Vinny asks, would these cocktail weenies hold more antifreeze if I poke holes in them with a fork?
Probably.
And yes,
they will, but you have to make sure the holes only go through the first layer. If they go all the way through, then it just drains
Out.
It's kind of like a Twinkie. You can only have holes on the bottom or the top.
Yeah.
And I would recommend, rather than antifreeze, you use Everclear. So that
well, are you trying to kill somebody?
Oh, I'm sorry, I just had a flashback to Mexico with those cherries that were soaked in the Everclear.
No.
And so delicious.
For some reason, my mind just created a very vivid idea of exactly what a cocktail weenie soaked in Everclear would taste like. And
can we do that for your next party?
Sure. And I'll have a big vomitorium set up in the backyard. It'll be awesome.
Alright, let's take our mid-show break.
Holy crap, dude.
Yeah, man. Time flies when I'm actually listening and paying attention to the show instead of doing other stuff. We're all participating equally this time. That's kind of nice.
Well, that's wait for the second half, whereas Lenny and I take over.
Yeah. No, because when I'm paying attention, I'll actually shoehorn myself back into the conversation. But here is Little Mountain Goats. We'll be back in about 10 minutes.
Boo.
There's bound to be a ghost at the back of your closet. No matter where you live, there'll always be a few things, maybe several things, that you're gonna find really difficult to forgive. There's gonna come a day when you feel better. You'll rise up free and easy on that day. Float from branch to branch, lighter than the air. Just when that day is coming, who can say, who can say? Our mother has been absent ever since we founded Rome. There's gonna be a party when the wolf comes home. We're gonna commandeer the local airwaves to tell the neighbors what's been going on. They will shake their heads and wag their bony fingers in all the wrong directions, and by daybreak we'll be gone. I'm gonna get myself in. Scope out every angle of unfair advantage. I'm gonna bribe the officials. I'm gonna kill all the judges. It's gonna take you people years to recover from all of the damage. Our mother has been absent ever since we founded Rome. But there's gonna be a party when the wolf comes home.
Entertainers, how loud and the arena,
And we're back on the radio. 10 dozen minutes of Mr. Skullhead and friends.
And company.
Moonshay says, "Hey, Skelly and Mrs. Skelly, we're happy you're here. Thank you." And earlier there was a, "We like it that Zelania is on the show," and didn't mention either me or my wife. So combined those two together, and people seem to enjoy that both of us are here. Both three of us. Enter the Wumpus says, "Do you feel like with Jick gone, you get more work done, or do you spend more time weeping about his absence?" I get about the same amount of work done. So I really didn't see that much of Jick when he was here. So it's not like... Hey, the ways that we communicate with each other have not changed much, except for we don't go bowling on Tuesday nights anymore, which kind of sucks. But other than that, no. We're doing all right.
Gorblack says, "I've never heard Zly on the radio before, so I have to ask her this. Can you please name the gift shop guy?"
Name the gift shop guy? Well, that's not really my area of expertise.
But they want you to name.
I kind of didn't realize he didn't have a name. Where's the gift shop? There it is.
Gorblack has been harping on that for almost 2 years now.
He kind of looks like Dwayne, though.
Hmm. But we can't name him because Gorblack suggested that we do so.
I don't know, but I kind of want to call him Wayne, and then they can be twins. Either that, or if there's a Mr. Store guy plus the gift shop guy plus the actual store guy, then they can be Larry, Daryl, and Daryl.
Right. The Mr. Store guy is Mr. Shopkeeper. In the Mr. Store.
No, I fucked up.
I was going to say they really should be Larry, Daryl, and Daryl then.
What am I doing?
Just my feeling. But as I said, I do not have the power. This is very sad.
Here's a question for Zly. Stanley says, "Is there presently a hold on delivering tiny plastics because of the lime difficulties?"
No, we still will be delivering them. In fact, we have samples coming from Hong Kong very shortly on the new stands, and what we will do is post a link on the front page telling everybody who has ordered them to send us their name and address, and we will just mail out a replacement stand, whether yours is broken or not. And then all the new ones will be shipped out with the brand new shiny metal-enforced stands so that they don't break anymore.
And speaking of Hong Kong, we received a secret message from some, you know, slave worker in Hong Kong written on the piece of cardboard.
Oh, I translated it, and it either means explode or broken.
Hey, maybe that it was in the limes.
It was in the limes, so maybe she was trying to
warn
us ahead of time. But that is with my limited ability to translate, you know, Chinese. The crazy Chinese doctor was able to read all my tattoos. I was kind of happy about that, so I know that I didn't, you know, put them on wrong.
So why do you have dim sum on your back?
Yeah. Well, I mean, when she pulled up my hair and she was like, "Oh, you like water?" And then she looked at the rest of them and she's just like, "Oh, they're very pretty." And I'm like, "Are they right?" Because I was all nervous. I'd never actually had anybody who read it as a native language actually able to read them all, which made me very happy.
I still think it's freaky that the one that stands for metal set off the metal detector.
I still don't know what happened with that, and that still kind of creeps me out. But I don't think that I was nearly as creeped out as the woman holding the little metal detecting wand, going, "Are you sure there's nothing in your hair?" "Yes, I'm sure there's nothing in my hair." The third one down means metal, and she just got this look on her face, and it's just waved me through. It's just like, I'm not going to deal with you anymore. You're creepy. So. No, I think she thought I had, like, inserted something under my skin. I didn't. Could have. Maybe my tattoo artist is just that talented.
Let's see. Toothless says, "No vagina talk, so we're thinking outside the box today."
I never think outside the box.
Yes, we are.
I was going to say, we're just not using that word.
We don't use that word here. Not like we call it a pee-pee.
Stanley says, no, Stanley already said that, sorry. Riki Kiki Taco says, "What about me and animal ears?"
No.
I mean, cute girls and animal ears is a little bit more acceptable, but it's still far from acceptable for anybody over the age of 12. And you're over the age of 12, I hope, Riki Kiki Taco, so you don't wear fucking animal ears.
I was going to say, I personally think she looks cuter without the animal ears. That's just me.
Yes.
Most people look better without animal ears. Let's just put it that way.
I don't know. There's some people who have some pretty horrendous human ears that I think if they traded them for animal ears, they might be better off.
Well, I mean, sometimes I've wanted cat ears because I love how they can turn it.
Yeah, I know. That would be
really cool.
Unless everybody would know when you're all angry because they just go backward and little noise.
Amanda's Lover says, "I love the Soul Eddie Izzard reference in the game. I'm glad you enjoy British humor. And remember, if you've never seen an elephant ski, then you've never been on acid. There are at least... a couple of Eddie Izzard references in the game. And the first one is our instruments, especially the tuba. But there's the Cake or Death reference in Baby Cakes. And I want to say there's at least one more. Let me see if Pop Dust can catch
it. Oh, while you're looking that up, I'm going to just inject something here for a moment. Have you seen the commercial of the woman wiping down her baby with, like, scented baby wipes? And the title of the commercial is called Midnight Snack. And the last line of it keeps your baby edible. I swear to God. I don't know what it's for. We were talking about it before. And, I mean, it's just the creepiest thing. I mean, it's like she's basting her baby with the baby wipes just so that she can, like, eat it in the middle of the night. And it's just one of the... But apparently they come in different flavors and scents and things. So you can make your baby taste however you want it to, which is a little odd. If they start making, like, beef-flavored ones, then obviously there'll probably be a problem. But it was just the creepiest thing ever. It's almost as bad as the... Well, actually, it's a really good commercial for some... what is it? The pregnancy test? And the guy with, like, the announcer voice comes on and he's just like, it's taken this many years to develop. And he said, all this technology, the most sophisticated piece of equipment you are ever going to pee on. And then it just, like, pops up the pregnancy test. It was actually one of the better commercials out there.
I still love... There's a...
The baby-eating one just kind of bothers me.
I like the Belgium commercial of the kid throwing a... major tantrum in a grocery store going, like, je vous traite bonbon!
Like pulling candy off the shelf.
Oh, yeah. Just, like, freaking out, pulling candy, and then it shows, like, the father's face, and then it flashes to use condoms.
Hey, that is
excellent. Awesome. Only over there can you get away with that.
All right, Aaron's going to have another coughing fit.
Okay, go for that.
For Eddie Izzard references, we have in the Swarm of Killer Bees, there's a Covered in Bees reference. In the Birthday Party Jelly Bean Cheesecake, there's a Cake of Cake or Death. In Baby Cakes, there's a Baby's Taste of Chicken. In the Prussian Cat House, there's the very Prussian, very Einzwei. So we have plenty of them. By the way, if you haven't seen the Garden of Earthly Delights collection of Kingdom of Loathing references, you should check it out. It's called Pop Goes the Loathing, and it's at pop.shinketsu.net, and it kicks all kinds of ass.
I'm not sure if Moonshae is being sarcastic or not, but who is this Josh that these women keep speaking to? Isn't Scully the only guy there? And I'm not sure if it's sarcastic or not. So
Maybe she's confusing Josh with Ford. Because there are more people actually here right now. P4UL and Ford Prefect are here. So we kind of keep turning and talking to them, but obviously you can't hear them. But Josh is the only one with the mic.
He is Mr. Skull.
He is Mr. Skullhead.
Yes. I am Mr. Skullhead. I am Wyatt Earp.
You are not Wyatt Earp.
I am
Wyatt Earp.
Hood. I am Spartacus. Now, somebody was... A while back, somebody was talking about how easy it is to do a Kevin Costner impression. I am Wyatt Earp. I am Robin Hood. I am that dude from Field of Dreams. I am Bull Durham.
You know, I made the mistake of actually watching the entire movie of The Postman once.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, honey.
It's really... I don't even know why. I mean, I watch Waterworld because I'm in love with the boat. And that's, you know, that's permissible.
You watch Waterworld?
Have you seen the boat?
I've seen Waterworld, and I ran away crying.
I would have sex with that boat. It's this gorgeous, like, 70-foot catamaran, and he's got it all rigged out so you can sit in the rigging, and it's beautiful and wonderful, and I love it.
Yeah, but it was still, like, 3 months.
But it still comes with Kevin Costner, and is that too high a price to
pay? I can kill Kevin Costner! I can take him out. He's got those fucking webbed feet. I can just poke him in the eye. All right, I couldn't take it if there was Kevin Costner attached to it, but I still love the boat.
Torek is mad at us. Torek says, the hole I was in where I didn't know about 300 till very late is commonly named Iraq.
Oh.
Yes, Iraq is a hole. Thank you for serving our country, and I'm sorry that your commander-in-chief is a douchebag. Yeah, terribly sorry. Let's see. Sagebrush says, so what, a kitten in a box for Christmas with no Schrodinger's cat reference? Well, it would just be kind of cruel to say, give somebody a box and say, hey, if this cat isn't dead, it's your new pet.
Sorry.
Actually, I think I'm going to do that for all my Christmas presents this year.
Jake Zula says, the artist does a face for the furry outfit, or is that not a face? No, that's just a wolf mask.
Yeah.
It's a mask. A mask is not a face. It's representing your inner wolf. It's not actually the wolf itself. Hang on, let me look at my tattoos. Do I have that tattoo?
There's maybe. The loser one.
Let's see. The... I don't... Sometimes I lie to you. I don't want to hear about inconsistencies.
No. Love says the Pirate's Cove needs a shuffle your bones joke in it somewhere.
Yeah.
And yeah, honestly, it's not as funny when some fucking 7-foot-tall guy is standing in front of you suggesting this as an option. It's actually very, very scary.
And we're not above putting in references that only two people are going to get. Like, they think about how sweet they are, now think about how tart they are. So excellent. Givalco says, I was wondering why the Mind Flayer was carting around a dead corpse. Why is he carrying it around? Is he bringing out the dead? I know you kill him, and the corpse you get is his corpse.
Jess, stop breaking shit.
I'm trying so hard to make only triangles with the magnetics. Oh, God!
You should be paying attention to the radio. Instead, you're playing with the fucking magnetics.
Is it really a good idea to have magnets that close to the computer?
Yeah, that's another good question.
It's sex. I mean, chicks.
Let's see. Amanda Slever says, thank you, Scully. I'm a left-handed person, and as a southpaw, I agree that all lefties are cool. Even Ned Flanders. And the namesake of my account, and that guy. Absolutely right. I believe Jim Henson was left-handed, too, which is case in point. Okay, here are people. Now we're getting into questions from the show after it started, and people correcting all the shit we said in the first half of the show. Reverend Noodleson points out the critical hit does the same damage as a regular hit. It's just a guaranteed hit when the monster would otherwise have missed. Yes, that is correct. Givalco says he stole a dead Mind Flayer from a Mind Flayer. So that was the one Mind Flayer that, yes, was carrying around the corpse of its dead mother.
Well, probably had a lot of issues. Probably better off.
Yeah, it's the psycho Mind Flayer. Tiny Plaster Grimmy said, they once said that the amount of royal jelly you get is too small to put on toast. Yeah, that's another reason why you can't put it on toast. See, there are so
many
reasons.
Made from bee brains! It's disgusting!
Right.
I've tried it.
You'd probably peel it first and put it on a plate, like, Ford.
And a very beautiful pattern. It was very... He should go
okay,
to culinary
school. Okay, so I've got to explain this now, because... You see, Ford has this thing about grapefruits. And I don't know if he does this with other citrus fruits. I've only witnessed it with the grapefruit. But he peels the entire thing. Like, normal people cut it in half, you know, dig each half out with a spoon, usually cover it in honey and salt or something like that.
Honey and salt?
Oh, you should try it. Really, really
honey
good.
Honey and salt?
Okay, anyway.
What?
Continue.
So, anyhow, you'd usually cut it in half. But he peels the whole thing. And, you know, grapefruits have that fucking thick skin around each cell of the grapefruit. So he individually peels each section and then places them artfully on a plate where they're all just raw and exposed. And it's like a naked grapefruit, and it's so weird. But now I have an image in my head of him peeling little bee heads, and that's kind of... really wasn't as interesting as I thought, but,
oh,
you know.
Oh, peeling bee heads.
I keep making a square, no matter what. I try to make only triangles, and at some point, a square comes up.
That's very sad.
Oh, you broke things. Anywho, Gleb says, speaking of holidays, which you were an hour or so ago, realize St. Patrick's Day is coming up soon with Jick in the UK. Will we still have St. Stinky Pete's Day?
And we
well,
did discuss that.
Of course we
said,
will.
Yes.
Yes, we are planning on doing something entertaining, which I'll probably be working on this week. Minigate says, if I were to ascend before an S13, would I have to complete my ascension to see the shiny new content? Not really sure what we're doing about that, but we are doing something.
Yeah, but just don't, you know, hold off on anything. You know, don't hold your breath for an S13. Well, actually, maybe hold your breath for an S13.
Let's see. Popcorn Kill says, since the safari hat gives bonus damage when fighting against lions, then why not do bonus damage in PvP if your opponent is using a dandelion? Nobody cares about PvP. Moth says, I have the strength of 1,000 men, but I'm only able to use them one at a time.
Okay, I've got two questions that I can answer. I'm very proud.
Sweet.
Aurelia says, I named my dog Rally. It's the dumbest animal I've ever seen. Apparently, the name follows then, because this cat is the dumbest thing ever. I really wish I could convey that more through the radio, how dumb my cat is. But I could introduce it to your dog, and I bet they would get along famously. And also, Octacon asks, what's it like to drive a Zamboni? Well, it's kind of slow, and but it is really fun, because if you have any manner of OCD, being able to drive a machine across a really rough surface and have it come out perfectly smooth on the other side and all in order and gorgeous is the best thing ever. And now you know the extent of my diagnosis.
So, you really like Tetris, I'm guessing.
Oh, God, yes.
I love Tetris.
My parents had to finally take away the Nintendo after a while when I wouldn't leave the house.
My mother is the all-time champion of Tetris.
I could kick her ass.
She could get up to whatever level while drinking a beer and smoking a cigarette at the same time and playing Tetris.
I did manage the smoking a cigarette, but I've never managed the drinking thing. Have to have two hands
on
the controller. I can just kind of hang the cigarette out of my lip.
Oh, no. She has a cigarette in her hand, and she'll just go... And she'll still be playing. It's amazing to watch.
Well, I wish people could see the hand gesture you just made that looks sort of like a dual snorkel. And sort of like Cthulhu at the same time.
Okay. Sort of like, let's not mention her.
Wasabi Man says, I'm assuming from the title that it is not historically correct. There were actually 1,400 soldiers on the Spartan side.
It's not based on history.
It is based on history, but Frank Miller and Zack Snyder both said they were more interested in making a kick-ass movie than making a historically accurate movie.
Yes.
So they pretty much admitted, yeah, we fictionalized it. But in the movie, there is a decent-sized contingent of people from other parts of Greece who joined the 300 Spartans. But there were only 300 Spartans. I brought more soldiers than you did. God, that movie was so awesome.
God, you keep telling me about it. Now I have to go.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Mendon says that if it, being my tattoo, set off the metal detector, I'd not get an MRI anytime soon. Actually, I've had an MRI since then, and nothing happened. I was kind of afraid it was going to explode, and I asked them about it before I went in there. But no, it was just a freak accident, I guess, with the little metal thingy.
Or was it?
I don't know. I figure, I mean, if there were a water detector, I think my water one would go off more than anything, because that's really the most meaningful of all of them.
Jeno Bois says, regarding the TP limes, do you know of a way to remove the broken plastic from the lime's orifice without damaging the lime itself?
I would use a drop of super glue on the end of an extended paper clip, hold it in there until it grabs, and then pull it out.
Wow. You can do magic things.
I can. I can also remove glitter from eyelashes.
Mm. G. Volko says, you misunderstood. I stole the corpse before killing it.
Yeah, I read that part.
But wait a second.
And I said that's the...
He's just carrying it around with him.
Yeah, on the first attack, you can pickpocket and you can steal any item that the thing is carrying. People have also asked if you pickpocket the brain from the brain sweeper, why doesn't it just kill it? And it's because brain sweepers always carry around a backup brain. So the Mind Flayer carries around a Mind Flayer corpse with it. Quit hassling me. Wasabi Man says, so is the clown face tattoo a mask as well? Yes, and shut up.
Okay, Calamari says, hey, I was wondering if you could get a new game item, MoxiContin. Yeah, that would be great. Thanks. Yes, and it should only drop from your maid so that you can, because that would just be awesome. And then you could, you know, cheat arrest by saying, no, I don't have an addiction and I'm not a fat idiot. Sorry.
And then you'd be wrong. Ototcon says it's Ototcon, not Octocon.
Sorry. I can't read. I'm a dumbass. I'm sorry.
Why is it Ototcon anyway?
Yeah, I mean, you should change that.
Octocon sounds so much better. Like place where a bunch of people who really like octopuses hang out and meet one another.
Damn you and the laughing.
The Faceless One says that he eats grapefruits the exact same way that, Ford does.
Well, let me check the player viewer here. The Faceless One is a multi of Ford, and he just went and logged on to his computer and posted that, like, oh, me too. I'm not weird.
It really wasn't that weird. I mean, yes, I witnessed it, and I was just like, well, I don't like the skin on grapefruit, so if somebody was willing to do that for me, I would, that would be good.
Yeah, no, I have no problem eating the grapefruit once he does it. It just seems like an awful lot of work to go through. I mean, I would pay some guy at a restaurant to do it for me, but it just seems like that's an awful lot of stuff to go through in your own home.
It was quite beautiful, though. I mean, he was caressing the skin of the grapefruit. But it was quite beautiful to watch.
Islai, would you pay a buff, oiled man in a leather thong to peel the grape for you in that fashion?
I'd pay him to do a lot of things.
I was going to say, there's not a lot of things I wouldn't pay a buff man in a leather thong to do. Though I'm not really fond of thongs on guys. If it were more of a loincloth type of thing, that's a little more acceptable.
Wow, we ran out of questions.
What the hell happened to my photo bucket, Mrs. Skullhead?
What? I organized it.
So much rent.
Wow, how many times have I uttered those words? What the hell happened to the closet? I organized it.
Spring cleaning is my favorite holiday.
Oh, I have to I took photos of my entire closet organization. You should see it. It's absolutely beautiful beyond all manner. You can't even imagine. But still not quite complete. But after a little bit, I ended up taking pictures of just random crap around the house, and so now I have to sort through them.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have no more questions.
Well, let's see here. Let's talk about...
If there are no more questions,
we have a half an hour to go. God, journey. What can we talk about for a half an hour with no more questions? Do people really, really want to leave us questionless? Because this could go badly.
I need to schedule a wax.
Oh, I have one on the 14th. But Felicia's not in. I have to go with, Stephanie.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm a little scared, you know. Bikini waxing is a very personal issue, and I have to go with a different woman this time.
Well, and she's new to it. She's still in the apprentice mode.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's going to take like 2 hours.
Yeah, like Felicia is like, you know, a green beret. She's like, and then the hair's gone.
Yeah.
You'd never know. You'd never see it come. Never see it.
So now we're going to get immediate responses to everything we say when I refresh this page.
Yeah, well, Ponjo says, okay, so here's one. If you had a water detector, everyone would set it off. Maybe.
Unless the world works like Batman Begins, in which case a microwave emitter that turns all water into water vapor wouldn't work on people.
That would be kind of fun, though, if it could. I would love to vaporize people. A couple of people.
Yeah, I have a list.
No, leftovers, no cleaning. That would be great.
Gleebs figures that all mind flayers are necrophiliacs and they're just carrying around their dates. whatever makes you happy.
Why do people think that it's somehow wrong to fictionalize parts of history if you readily admit it? Do the bunnies not mind if you perform a mid-combat appendectomy?
Those are two different questions, I'm hoping.
I really hope so, too, because if you have actually... given a bunny a mid-combat appendectomy, I don't know if I can talk to you anymore. I mean, that just seems like an odd thing to do. I mean, you can eat the whole bunny, but what do you want with its appendix, really?
I haven't had a mid-combat appendectomy, but I have had an appendectomy.
Well, you were fighting with your appendix.
I was, actually. It tried to explode.
Yeah, so, I mean, I would say that's mid-combat.
And I was fighting with the doctor, who insisted that I was pregnant and miscarrying. Couldn't possibly be my appendix. Nope, you're pregnant and miscarrying. You wanted to touch my peepee.
It's actually the bunny liver that you get during a combat with a bunny. And yes, if you pickpocket the bunny, you reach into its pocket and you get the spare liver it was carrying around.
Wow, I wish I had a spare liver.
Yeah, that would be really useful.
Yeah.
Especially back in college and high school.
It would have been useful in Baltimore. Man, that next morning.
You needed an entire change of blood. You needed fucking dialysis.
Yeah, I could have used the dialysis machine. I was like Keith Richards that morning. That was ridiculous.
Just wandering around all freaked out, doing stuff.
No, it was the medieval times that poisoned us.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, that wasn't even... I mean, that...
Well, in Zelania's case, to be fair, I think it was the 2/5 of alcohol.
That was so not my fault, and if he's listening to this thing right now, no more drinks? No, not allowed to mix me drinks anymore, and not allowed to go to the bar to get my drinks. Not anymore. No.
Nope.
Nope. Maybe.
Let's see here.
Well, maybe if I'm too lazy.
Mellow Cork says, does the carpet match the drapes?
In the office?
Well, no. The carpet is kind of beige, and the curtains are black.
I would call the carpet tan.
In the case of both of the women on the show, the carpet is actually hardwood floor.
Floors.
So, no.
Mine actually looks
doesn't
like linoleum.
Doesn't match the curtains. No, not at all.
Duct tape plus cat plus roof equals hilarity ensues. Really?
Oh, okay.
Zingetsu?
No, wait. I have a story of what I've done to Zingetsu because he jumps on my desk all the time and knocks shit all over the place, and I really got sick of it. So I took the clear packing tape, which, you know, can be used for any manner of practical joking. And I taped it to my desk, sticky side up, so that when he tried to jump on said desk, that all of his feet got covered in clear packing tape.
And I put
enough of it all over the desk that he ended up covered completely head to toe in clear packing tape. And I came in the next morning, and he was just sitting kind of under my desk where my chair is, just stuck to everything. Stuck to the wall, stuck to the carpet, stuck to himself. It was the best thing ever. And since then, he has not jumped on the desk.
That's a good story.
It's a good story, and it's all about how to teach your cats to behave. And
we personally use the air compressor, or air, compressed air.
Oh, yeah, the compressed air does work really well. They really hate that noise.
Hallelujah.
Riki Tiki Taco asks, it's really nifty that you three are on the air today. I was glad to hear it. And are you all going to Philly? And unfortunately, only Zlinia is going to Philadelphia.
Yeah, it's very sad, but I'm going to Philly mainly because we're going to drive to Florida from Philly. I'd love to say I'm just there to see you all and everything, but I'm actually there to drive down with Alan to
Amplitude.
Florida. Oh, Amplitude. Sorry, nobody knows. But, yeah, so Amp and I are going to drive to Florida while listening to nothing but the theme song from Smokey and the Bandit. And I will be wearing my cowboy hat and the cowgirl shirt that I was going to throw away until yesterday, but have since decided to keep upon Alan's recommendation for driving.
Are you going to leave your pumpkin by the hay bale, though?
I will leave my pumpkin by the hay bale. And I will leave my pumpkin flavored fudge.
Good. Poncho says, he's actually Ponjos, but it pisses him off to say it like that, so I do. It says, at the shore, when we finish our fifth vacation, the agency says we ran out of money when we get the dinghy plans. Shouldn't they say meat? No, actually, you can only buy dingy dinghies for money, and nobody has any. That's why you have to make them. Roger Flint says there should be a subquest for the airship that leads to a Final Fantasy-esque boss fight after a series of trading items for other items. Just wait and see.
Let's see here. Gilvolko, whatever. I saw this on another forum already, and it got me thinking. You can use eBay to purchase the meat equivalent for Mr. A for less than $10. Do you guys see a problem with this? And
we take the stance of not getting involved in the eBay crap. It's kind of a dick thing to do. I mean, if you really want to do it that way, that's fine. But if someday we go out of business and you have no game to play, how bad will you feel?
Pretty bad.
Pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Think about it that way.
Do you
want a soda?
Do I feel pretty bad?
God damn it.
Zelenia's going to go die now for a couple minutes.
Istanbul says, while it is possible to get a barbed wire fence from the shore in a small number of adventures, you're more likely to spend 20 to 30 there to get a fence or more. Don't go to the shore. Go to Whitey's Grove. And there are choice adventures now that will give you the fence that you can zap into the other fence. So, don't be telling me.
I have a question.
Yes?
How do you zap things?
Yeah. With a wand?
Oh, it does things now?
No, not the wand of Nagamar. The wand that you get in the Dungeons of Doom.
The other wand.
Oh, I don't have the other one. I told you, I don't play anymore.
I don't play
this
game. Okay. Let's see here.
That's been around for a long time.
Shut up! I just ascended.
For the second time.
The D-Virginizer says, so even with all the immense PvP hatred, any chance at that elemental resistance comparison mini going in any time soon? I don't know about that, but we are working on some revamps for PvP. Even though we don't really understand why people do it and we don't really enjoy doing it ourselves, we have some people who enjoy doing it who are going to tell us how to do it more better. There we go. Speculum has just signed in.
Okay. Givalco says, oh, and since I just beat up my Canadian friend for money, I was wondering what the procedure is for obtaining a Mr. A. Mr. A's can only be obtained by sending Canadian cash money in the mail to us here at the office. The address is Asymmetric Publications, LLC, P.O. Box 41774, Mesa, Arizona, 85274-1774. So, if you mail that to us, we suggest that you mail it registered mail of some sort so that it does not get lost or stolen or whatever. So, that's my 2 cents there.
Yep.
Well, we ran out of things.
Hajiro says, are there any non-alcoholic drinks in the kingdom?
Yes.
Tons.
There's a bunch of
tons.
There's Mountain Stream, just Pepsi Cola, Cloaca Cola.
Red Minotaur.
You can drink straight soda water if you're freaky like my wife.
Yeah, that's just
what?
Gross.
That stuff is disgusting. It's not disgusting. I will not debate this.
It's like, dude. Oh.
She drinks something that tastes like broken soda fountain, and I still love her. That's all I can say.
And Tiny Plastic Grubby says, yes, I'd like a soda, please.
Yes.
And we'll get right on that.
It doesn't take much. So, what else?
Dan Bob says, Mr. Skullhead, I feel like perhaps I'm checking a secondary source to download the recorded radio shows. Where should I be going to check a primary source? Jickshow.asymmetric.net. Which should really be linked on the radio page. If it's not. It is not.
I think it's a piranha. For those of you who can't see our fabulous creation, it looks like a piranha and not a bird.
It looks like a series of triangles stuck
to
one another.
Look at it. Rawr.
I have a question. Is there any thought of adding a webcam into this radio business you're in?
Actually, that was mentioned earlier, but we didn't read the question about videotaping the radio shows. And I really don't want to have to get dressed, really, to come to the office.
Put it on,
Yeah, usually Zlania is completely nude
at
the office. And as much as you all would enjoy that, we gotta consider her future senatorial candidacy.
Yeah, because I am planning on running for president when I turn 45. So, yeah, and Greta will be my running mate.
And as they pointed out, who was it, Moonshae, that said that pointed out that video killed the radio show?
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, really, I think people seeing me would probably turn people off to actually watching the show. Plus, you know, the hot chick's not on the show all the time.
Yeah.
So you'd be stuck looking at, you know, Jick and Skullhead,
and
that's just not
neither
as fun.
Of them wear clothes in the office either, so...
Yeah, and I have to talk to them about that because, you know, it's just not sanitary sometimes.
Yeah. Hoggill says to remember to upload tonight's show, and I'd like to, say once again that we are not in charge of uploading tonight's show. You should spam xenophobes.
You should not.
Never mind.
Because she can't...
It is Greta!
Greta can't really do that much about it. You can check out the... if you load up iTunes and you search for Kingdom of Loathing, I believe you can pull up the Kingdom of Loathing podcast. I'll verify that.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Some guy actually sent me a thing today about what he was doing with the radio shows to get them podcasted, but I forwarded it to you and I didn't really read it. Because when I start reading things and it doesn't have anything to do with me, I just forward it to people. So if you think I actually read all those messages, you're wrong.
Ponjo asks, what are your opinions of the current run for the U.S. presidency?
Disappointing. Yeah. I guess I expected a lot more, and I think I'm probably going to be looking at moving to another country.
I can't believe that John Edwards is trying to run again.
$41 Canadian
For president. He's like, John Edwards, shut up. Rudy Giuliani scares the crap out of me.
Because he's a fascist.
Barack Obama... Actually, I heard Barack Obama speak, and he has the potential to give you a little bit of goosebump. He can be a good orator when he's trying to, but...
Well, I read
his fear
book
he's
too.
Just going to get the shit kicked out of him.
That's exactly what I feel. I read his book, and I actually am very impressed with him as a person, but I really don't think he has any hope to win, not because of the color of his skin, but because they're going to pair him with someone else that is just not going to be possible.
Like Hillary Clinton.
Never vote for Hillary Clinton. I do not agree with the woman. I don't like her personally. I don't like her politically. And I just... I think she would be any party that she thought she had a shot of getting a running with. So... I don't really care for her at all, but, I mean, the Republican side, there's not anyone that doesn't scare the crap out of me, and dear God, Ford,
no!
What are you doing? Don't put that back!
Is he rubbing his balls on things again?
No,
yes!
He's putting balls inside his belly button.
Yeah, and, you know, that's just not right on so many levels, and while it has got me to stop thinking about politics and how much I absolutely detest the thought of another election... it still wasn't anything I really ever wanted to see.
Huh, well, I was going to suggest that you go for the podcast in case we don't get it uploaded, but the podcast doesn't appear to have any of the February shows that I did. So it doesn't have February 21st or March 5th or February 26th.
All the good shows.
Well, it doesn't have any of the Jick and Skullhead shows recently on it, so maybe that's not going to work for you.
Ponjos asks, does your office hold blood drives to save lives? No, we just hold blood drives for drinking. And plus, actually, no blood drives have ever wanted my blood. I'm usually on too much medication.
Time I go to donate blood, the first time it was because I was within 6 months of getting a tattoo, and then they're like, well, I got a tattoo like 4 months prior, and they said, no, you can't donate. Next time I tried to donate blood, they had upped it to a year, and it had been 10 months since I had received a tattoo, and they're just like, oh, nope, we can't take it. I was just like, I thought you guys were desperate.
No, usually I'm on medication that ups your heart rate, so if they give my blood to somebody who has a heart problem, they're just fucked. So, yeah.
So basically, the Red Cross is doing the same thing as U.S. Airways does with my bonus miles.
Yeah.
They're like, you can get a free ticket at 10,000 miles. You can get a free ticket at 15,000 miles. You can get a free ticket at 20,000 miles.
So.
Yeah. Tristan says, Mr. Skullhead, I was at work when you first talked about 300. Could you perhaps repeat your thoughts, please? It was a big, dumb movie that kicked all kinds of ass, and people who are reading homophobic or racist undertones in there are seeing undertones where there are no undertones. So, stop undertoning.
The Devirginizer says, when Jick, Riff, and Hot Stuff return, is there any chance of a Skullheads and Zly show becoming a permanent thing? Not even a question show, just the three of you. Aww.
That's very sweet, but I think Jick's head might explode.
Yeah, he doesn't like this.
Yeah, well, I don't know. We haven't heard anything yay or nay on it. So.
He told me today that he hasn't had a chance to listen to the last show.
See, well, then things are going well.
Yeah. Well, I think after this show he'll see that we really brought it together. Like, last show was good, but it was clear that we were still trying to figure out the dynamic. And I was still acting like I was on the Jick and Skullhead show, where I was just surfing the internet the whole time and occasionally saying stuff. And that didn't really work as well.
I don't know. We wanted to do it.
Letting us loose with no leash is probably not the best idea in the world.
Right. Yeah. A while ago, Mr. Skullhead and I wanted to do a show together, but...
We just never really figured out a time.
Never really the time it would work. And then people were like, no, because there's already Nama and Phoenix show that's a... You know.
Well, that doesn't exist anymore.
So I don't know. I think Jick would lay the smack down and say no. There will be no Skullheads and Sly show.
Ponjos amends his question, asking, "How was your last game of 1,000 blank white cards?" My last game of 1,000 blank white cards was in London 2 years ago,
yeah.
And I ended up drunk off my ass and making out with random people in a bar. So pretty good. That was a fun game.
Gleb's
also. Oh, and I actually got to watch Philanthropist and who was it? Mortis kiss each other. That was pretty funny. I think I have a picture of that somewhere.
Somebody's shirt came off at some point.
It wasn't mine. I had no nudity.
No. I took you home before then.
Yes.
Now Gleb says I also support the Mrs. Scully and Zly becoming. Radio semi-regulars. It's a great change of pace. We change the pace.
I know, there's
we're
just
pacemakers.
We are pacemakers, and soon I'll need one. But, no, a semi-regular, I mean, I'm generally pretty regular. But I guess the level of estrogen coming to the show is a little different.
Yeah, usually we rely on Jick to bring the estrogen, and sometimes he doesn't.
Yeah, I know, and I think Jick and I are probably on the same level of estrogen, but I think Jess brings the extra half.
Well, that's because I'm on special
pills. When I punched Jick in the arm, his reaction was, ow, God, and I think if I punched you in the arm, Zlania, your reaction would be like, hey.
Punch you back.
Yeah, or maybe, you know, punch me back in the arm, but that it wouldn't be as girly as Jick's reaction was. Let's see, Jello Bois says he just posted the link in /radio for the podcast on iTunes. That's good, but it won't help if the podcast is not updating. So I subscribed to that podcast for a while because I want to have all of the Jick and Skullhead shows, but I don't really want to have all of the Riff, the Thursday night shows, and the podcast has those on there as
because
well.
Because I'm not smart enough to listen to
those
because, Thursday shows.
You know, the ones I've listened to have been entertaining, but I have a limited amount of space on my iPod.
I don't know. I just refuse to use an iPod ever. Not ever. No, not going to happen.
My iPod has
but
goo.
I love mine.
Your iPod has goo on it?
Doom.
Clean it.
Doom.
Oh.
You can run Linux on iPods and other stuff now, too.
Yeah, but you also have to use iTunes, which is the devil.
iTunes is the best
the
MP3
devil.
Player and music collection organizer I've ever played with.
You do not have to
They're awesome. I love iTunes.
A plethora of software out there. Go around it if you want.
I mean, I'm completely anti-Mac, but I would... Supposedly, I have an iPod, but it's broken. It's Mr. Skullhead's old iPod. And it was supposed to be mine, but it's broken.
If you have all of your music, your MP3s properly tagged, the best thing that you could ever do is get iTunes and say, organize my music collection, and it will put everything in little folders and make it so you can search them, and yeah, I love it.
See, I just prefer doing that myself, but then that might be the OCD
part.
But
it does it automatically.
But I don't like automatically. I like doing it how I do it, because I don't necessarily want it by genre. I don't want it by artist. I want it in the ways I do it. Like, this is what I listen to when I'm working out. This is what I listen
to
on this.
Well, that's why you create playlists.
But yes, but I can do that on mine perfectly well without having it in fucking iTunes format.
But iTunes is awesome.
No, you can actually have iTunes do MP3.
Yeah, they do that, but you have to convert every single one when you want to do it.
No, you don't.
Okay, we can't have any more off radio.
Oh, that's right. I'm having a conversation with someone who's not even on mic. That's probably not.
But Gleebs agrees with you that iTunes is the devil.
I love you.
Tristan says poor Jick, and I don't understand why.
Probably because I said we have the same level of estrogen. But if anybody's ever met me, I'm a fairly manly fucking woman.
Except for the boobs.
Except for the boobs. And then there's that week that all women turn into the epitome of every stereotype that men try to place upon women.
Torek asks if it's Mrs. Skullhunter's lie who hates the iPod. It's
lie.
I don't understand what you're talking about with iTunes. I love the...
Feel free to love it, but you can also, love butt sex, yeah. And I don't have
but
to.
But dude, I have 6,000 songs in my music collection, and because of iTunes, I know where they all are, even in Windows Explorer.
Is that
and I can make little playlists, and I can search them, and I can organize them in all kinds of different ways.
I could do it too.
It's a tiny little program, as opposed to like a Windows Media Player. So it's the best thing ever.
Sorry.
And you're wrong.
What is this?
Mazapan asks, is this the same lie that was exposed to the non-pornographic advertisements that I sent with my donation? Yes, it is, and I was thrilled. You had the best concealment ever. He sent, his cash sandwiched between, 10,000 Vegas porno ads.
Nice.
It was excellent. I mean, it really made my day. I giggled.
Oh, Brammy wants to, I just want to vet. That's not me not being able to read.
No, you're right. But I believe it's supposed to be thank.
Selenia for helping me find 2 3-year-old Mr. A's. Thanks. Oops, just wanted to thank Selenia.
Well, you're very welcome. That is my job. I try to do it to the best of my ability, despite some recent posts to the forums.
Gleeb says, Scully, you have no problems with iTunes messing with your music, but when Jazz organizes your closet, you flip out. iTunes doesn't do anything to my music. I asked it to organize it such that every artist has its own folder.
I'm better than iTunes.
And
you
under
don't
have
that to ask
folder
me to
is,
organize things. I organize it.
I never asked iTunes to do anything. It didn't do anything without me asking it to, and it did what I asked it
which
to.
Which is why I'm superior.
Yeah, but Jess
to iTunes.
Jess doesn't follow orders. And
I believe that's where, spare the rod, spoil the child. You gotta just work on that.
Oh, man.
DJ Zebra says, hey, I'm looking at the song title on my radio, and it says, come closer, DJ Zebra. Is that just for me or for everyone? Are you actually DJ Zebra that made Come Closer? Because that would be really cool.
Who made that?
But, no, it's the DJ who made the Come Closer mashup was DJ Zebra. So, if that's you, awesome. If it's not, then it's not talking about you.
Jello Bois sent us a picture that has a little kitten on top of a kid, and it says, I'm on your back, shuffling your bones. Thank you.
That was quick, Jello Bois.
Thank you.
Jello Bois also informed me that the picture of me and Amplitude at the prom is the most popular picture on that page.
It's fantastic. It is my favorite picture.
Yeah, that was beautiful. I don't know why I had to be the girl, though. I mean, between me and Amplitude, which one is the girl?
Amplitude.
Thank
you.
Since you didn't hear
I'm not allowed to comment anymore.
You're not allowed to make fun of Amplitude anymore?
Okay.
How will you live?
Wizard's okay.
Wizard's okay.
Sorry, yeah. Anywho.
Oh, you guys.
It's
Let's see. Roger Flint asks, does Jake still love the Wienors?
Only when filled with,
Desert still love the rain?
No, actually, Jake really likes those little wieners that come in the cans.
Oh, the Vienna sausages. Oh, good lord. Ah.
He left some of
those
them.
Those are worse than bee brains.
He left some of them.
Vienna sausages tasty.
In our fridge in Boston at the hotel at MIT, I opened the fridge and there's just a package of...
Little smokies.
Okay, little smokies are different
but
than Vienna sausages.
He eats the canned ones, too. He brought them with to Mexico
for
the drive.
That's disgusting. Anything that comes packed in water, I have problems with.
I like those just because you can't get that texture anywhere else. It's like eating a salty sponge that is falling apart in your mouth as you're eating it.
Oh God.
And it's wonderful.
You know, after I wash my stove, I bet you can get the same texture out of my sponge, but I wouldn't eat it. That is just bleh. Not so good. But I mean, like, little smokies, you know, like when you make little tiny pigs in a blanket, those things are fucking good, but you know.
Yeah, but you put cheese on yours.
Not in the little smoky ones.
Oh.
No, little smoky ones are just strictly the crescent rolls wrapped up in the thing.
Wow, man.
And speaking of hors d'oeuvres, if anybody has an hors d'oeuvre question, I am well able to answer those. Pretty good with hors d'oeuvres.
Zelenia has the best little thing ever, the little canapes that she makes for me when I ask very nicely or perform sexual favors. And then she'll make me an entire tray of them, and they're fantastic.
I think they're nasty beyond all manner of belief, but other people seem to love them.
It's bread with olive butter and
it's Kalamata olive tapenade and butter, and then a piece of roast beef and a piece of spinach, and you put a little pick through it. I mean,
it's the pick that really makes
it. It's really disgusting, is what it is.
No, it's
The feta cheese puffs, I have to give credit to Rhiannon for. However, if you are a man and you are in my kitchen while I'm making the feta cheese puffs, anything that comes directly out of the oven, you don't put in your mouth. I'm sorry, but at the last party, I walked into my kitchen after taking these things out of the oven, and there are three guys standing over the sink trying not to burn the insides of their mouths out while trying to eat these things. It was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. There's some switch in your brain that just doesn't work. You're like, oh, smells good. Must be 500 degrees. I'll just shove this in my mouth. I mean, really.
I think it was only like 325.
Those things are so ridiculously tasty, though, that...
You can't
smell of it just entices you in before you realize that you're going to burn the crap out of your face with them.
Oh, so Baraka says, hey, have y'all ever been to Sierra Vista? It's the worst place on earth. I actually have to disagree that Sierra Vista, Arizona, anyway, is not the worst place on earth. There are many worse places.
Most of them in Arizona,
but Sierra Vista is actually not that bad.
Yeah, it's near Bisbee. Pretty.
Yeah, Bisbee's kind of pretty.
Bisbee's really pretty. We went camping there with my parents a while ago, and it was pretty nice. I'm having fun just pressing the refresh button over and over and over.
And she'll just keep doing that unless we stop her. We have a couple minutes left. I don't know. What else can we say?
So can I be allowed to drive out to Hollywood, California on Thursday, April 26th to go see MC Frontalot, MC Lars, and Optimus Rhyme?
That's the day after my birthday.
Yeah, we could go for your birthday. You like MC Frontalot, MC Lars, and Optimus Rhyme, don't you? Almost as much as you like Hollywood, California?
Yeah, Hollywood, California is not my favorite place in the world to be, especially with you driving.
We could... We could go to Orange for your birthday and visit my siblings and be in the pool and everything, and then I could sneak off and go to the MC Frontalot show.
Well, maybe.
On your birthday there in San Diego. You like San Diego.
Maybe, but I thought for my birthday we would do something, you know, fun.
Yeah, like MC Frontalot, MC Lars, and Optimus Rhyme.
MC, but it's not birthday material. You go to the show and you pay for me to go to a spa for the day.
How about I pay for you to shut up? I don't know who I would pay or how. I'm just saying. Don't hit.
I'm not going to hit you. I'm too busy hitting the refresh button.
Well, it's about time for us to fuck off. Let's see if we have anything new.
Let's see.
Oh, we have many new ones. Joy says, hey, aren't you glad this game has me in it? Me being Joy. Like, yes, absolutely.
Tag says, hey, you guys should, like, upload the show and stuff so I can listen to it over and over and over.
Oh,
so you could listen to Zelenia cough up a lung, poor girl.
Yeah. Ms. Gwen says, dude, if you go to the show, I would love to hang out. And we're always
did
glad
meet,
to hang out
did
with
I
you,
meet
Ms.
Gwen.
Yeah, she's been at tons and tons.
This is the problem. I need to be sober at more meets so I can remember.
If she's the person
people.
I'm thinking of, who doesn't have a picture on her profile, so I can't tell.
You know, everybody should have a picture because there are, I mean, everybody drinks alcohol, and generally you can't put a name to a face, but if you see the face, you'll remember because, you know.
I don't have a picture on the picture page, but I have one on, like, if you type into Photo Bucket or something on there.
Yeah.
However, it's pictures of me from 2 years ago when I was much heavier. Really should post better pictures of myself.
Pictures of me from 2 years, I'm much lighter.
Which reminds me, I should probably not have the pictures on my Photo Bucket that I do right now.
Quick, or everybody, go to photobucket.com/Zelenia.
Yeah, that's great. You'll get side boob. It's awesome.
All right.
And Josh goes on the computer.
Let's see, photobucket.com. Well, people have to know how to spell your name.
Yeah, that'll take
a while. Tiny Plastic Grimace says, did you kill her? Where are you going to hide the body? No, she's alive.
Yeah, no, I've just had this cough for a really long time, and sometimes it gets bad enough that I feel like I'm going to hurl, and I don't know. It's going away. I am probably 40% better than I was before.
Well, should she die, then I think we would hide the body.
No. I've already told you what you're doing with my body. You are cremating me and turning me into diamonds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're turning something into diamonds. And okay. After that, I'm going to make a dead fish pendant with inlaid diamonds.
Yes, and that will be the only acceptable use for the diamonds that are made out of
it. So I have to admit, I went and looked at the picture, and in the thumbnail,
uh-huh.
I was like, oh, that's not particularly scandalous. And then I loaded up the big version, like, okay, that's pretty goddamn scandalous.
I showed that to Al, and he was
Quinn.
Like, oh my god, I was expecting sequins, not boobs.
Oh, Miss Quinn, I'm the other black chick. Now I remember.
Yeah, remember?
You don't remember Miss Gwen?
I just don't pay attention to names. I know the person.
You
yeah,
saw her at Con like 2 years in a row, and then she was in Baltimore.
I was
She's
drunk.
She's been all over.
Drunk.
She was in Columbus.
Drunk.
Yeah, but I never remember what her game name is.
Oh,
so
I'm
was
sorry.
Like,
she's
I
like one
Ms.
of the
Gwen
first
is,
people whose names I remember.
Miss Gwen is another, like, the other one-third of our black population.
Mr. Skullhead is not going to sleep on the couch tonight. He's probably going to sleep in bed after reading Chronicles of Narnia to me.
On the ceiling fan?
On the ceiling fan.
Okay, we got to get out of here. I spec was like, you guys running long tonight?
Oh, no.
Let me just, for I speculum's sake, put in a shorter song. And we'll get out of the way so he can rock the mic and rock
Wait,
the
I spec, give kisses to Lenore
to
for me.
For us. Oh, yes, Lenore. Sorry. Wrong name.
You can't do it, can you?
God damn it. No, I can't. If I know someone's real name, I use it. It's not my fault.
All right, folks. We are getting out of here. We'll see you next week. Good night.
Good night.
The bathroom floor. How could I forget that I had given her an extra key? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off me.
Oh, you forget the woman who to your villa. Just for fun, I'll beat this all up in all your pillar. You better watch your mouth before she turns into a killer. That's a beautiful situation, not to call the winner. To be a true player, you have to know.